855.
Now, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Phil Lempert, who is our best friend when it comes to food. He's the food maven's man. How's that? You like that, Phil? Food.
I
got another title for Phil. A food maven's man.
Or, what does that mean?
It means that he knows what's going on in the world of food, and he can help anybody, not just men, any man, woman,
man
child.
Of the food maven.
Can you call a guy a maven? Is that okay?
Why not?
Yeah.
You can? That's right. Yeah, maven. A lot of people are mavens. Henry Ford was a maven.
Was he? I need to look this up.
Rockefeller was a maven.
Give me the definition of maven.
I'm
please.
A maven. What are you? I'm not in charge of looking things up for you. You look it up for yourself. I can afford things to talk about with Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, who's here on the Good Day program. So I want to read you something, Phil.
Yes.
Phil and I had we have this ongoing thing about food safety, and this afternoon or tonight, supposedly, the previously knocked down three times food safety enhancement bill, which does anything but that, is before the Senate to be voted. They vote cloture first, which nobody understands, and then they vote on whether the bill should be voted on, and then maybe sometime they'll actually vote on the bill. I read a commentary. So this is the equal opportunity thing. This is almost the yes and the no. Phil and I have these great conversations, and I'll ask him a question, and he loves to say, well, yes and no. So that's going to be on your epitaph. You and I may be together for the next 20 years on the air, and it's going to be our favorite focus. Well, when I ask Phil a question, well, yes and no. So I saw this commentary, and then I had to add my own. I have sent a commentary for publication to a well-known national bugle. I probably should send it to the New York. I probably should send it everywhere. Anyway, here is what prompted me to send the op-ed piece that I have just written in the last 10 minutes. Every day, about 200,000 Americans are sickened by contaminated food. True statement. Every year, about 300,000 are hospitalized by foodborne illness. True statement. And the numbers who are killed annually by something they ate is roughly the same as the number of Americans who have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. True statement. Those estimates come from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, suggest the scale of the problem. But they fail to convey the human toll, the elderly, the people with compromised immune systems, facing elevated risk for foodborne pathogens like listeria and salmonella. By far the most vulnerable group today are the children. I knew I was going down the street as soon as I see, but it's for the children. Our food will never be perfectly safe, and yet if the Senate fails to pass the food safety legislation now awaiting a vote, tens of thousands of American children will die. Okay, so I responded as follows. This evening, Monday, the Senate is to vote for the fourth time on the FDA's version of the food safety bill, Senate 510. The FDA has used every PR trick in the book to try to build fear around the problems caused by giant agribusinesses. However, they already have the tools to deal with these problems. They just haven't used them. They say they need more power and control in this bill. It's been crafted for the benefit of the big guys at the expense of the locavore, the local buying of food at the source movement, which has its roots in the reemerging family farms around our country. Most of these traditional local food suppliers would be put out of business by the onerous demands of this bill as it has been crafted. That's why it's been put down on previous tries. The problems are related mostly to these big guys, so let's not ruin America's remaining family farm structure by passing this bill unless it has amendments to protect the small farmer. Remember how we got suckered into the Patriot Act? This is the same thing. Please contact your senators now and ask them to vote yes for the local food provider, the family farmers, and no on Senate 510. Fix the bill now, not when it's too late. All right?
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, let's go back to cloture. What that means is basically they have to vote on this within 60 days the way the bill is now.
Right.
So the problem is that because that was forced through, we're not going to see amendments to this bill. So I would suggest that probably what we're going to see is the bill actually be voted down
again.
And then they're going to start all over again, and we don't know how long that's going to take,
right.
But clearly we're talking about the whole process being done all over again.
Yeah, which, in fact, if you would address the real problems and get to the real solutions, but there is so much. The thing that really sent me over the edge, I think you and I talk about the E. coli thing that came out. I think we did talk about that on Saturday, did we not? For those of you who saw this over the weekend in your newspaper, maybe you were too busy eating and enjoying yourself so you didn't see it. The FDA released once again a finding of problems with raw milk relating to a 2008 outbreak of what they call it, an outbreak of E. coli in Connecticut. And what happened, the story is interesting in that it tells what it actually cost to take care of the people who went to the hospital who drank raw milk from a vat of raw milk that was aimed to be pasteurized. It was not supposed to be sold for local consumption. What's lost in this discussion, at least in this particular issue, is there are two kinds of raw milk. One that is for pasteurization, to clean up the bugs and the junk in it, and B, that which is clean and is sold as raw milk for the public to consume, which is generally four times cleaner than the stuff that goes to the pasteurization plant. So there are two kinds of... And these Boy Scouts went into this dairy farm. They picked up a ladle that was dirty. They stuck it in the milk tank. They drank the milk, and they got sick. Who knows from what? Whether it was the milk or the ladle or whatever. But it wasn't supposed to be something that they drank, and that you never see in the story. Never.
And also, Doug, I think the other thing that most people don't recognize is a lot of these recalls are announced months or years after they actually occur.
Right. Yeah. That's because they're really doing their job swiftly. They are the folks at the FDA.
Exactly.
So, anyway, that's my read on this, and I wanted your comment because I respect you and I have had this discussion. I respect your point of view. A lot of people do. We both agree there needs to be better food safety, and there needs to be a better scrutiny of how the products that are coming to us are getting to us, and there isn't, because the FDA isn't doing their job, which they are now empowered to do and they have the money to do. They just choose not to unless something blows up in their face.
And the timeliness. You know, if, about 4 years ago, we worked with a trade group because at that point, recalls were even much more than they are now, especially when it came to ground beef. And we put together a program, actually got IBM, who was going to donate the technology for nothing. I mean, we're talking about, I think it was $500,000 or $600,000 to do this, where basically we would put up a portal and that manufacturers could then, if there was a problem, post the picture, post the information, and then it would go out to people, whether it's on their cell phones or in their computers, so people would be aware of it. Supermarkets would be aware of it as it happens. And basically all the trade associations got together except this one and said, no, we will not allow this to happen.
Yeah. And you know what else, Phil? There is the website that shows you what people get who are members of Congress and senators in terms of contributions from the big food agricultural entities. The people that sit on this committee got, for example, Lamar Alexander got $190,000 last time around in campaign contributions from Big Agra. Let's see. I'm picking and choosing.
Well,
Barbara Boxer got 120.
Not even with the food companies.
Yeah.
You look at what happened this past year where really the cap came off that companies can donate to politicians.
Yeah. Right. There's
that
one
the
guy, there's one person, a Republican from Tennessee, whose name I'm trying to find here as I remember. Look, I remember the number, $557,000 to Saxby Chambliss, a senator from Georgia, from the food industry for his campaign. $557,000 from this one industry. $439,000 to Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell got bribed by the big agribusinesses, $439,593 before the election last November.
But I also think, honestly, when we put it in the right perspective, and what you're saying is fact, There's no question about it. But look at some of the other industries that are giving these people 10 times more, you know, whether it's the oil industry.
Oh, yeah.
Some of these others.
Oh, millions.
The problem is our political system.
Yeah, I agree.
If you want to be elected to something, look at what happened in California, where, you know, Meg Whitman spent, I don't know what, $150 million.
Of her own money.
You know, unbelievable.
Yeah.
But
ridiculous.
Billy Brown's win really points out it's not just about the money.
No. Well, but it is about the money when it comes to the motivation and the FDA getting on board for some of these things. I mean, look at the drugs and stuff that they've approved. There was a controversy this weekend again about some other drug and trying to put the homeopaths out of business with things that are just, it really is disgusting. And so people ought to know about what's going on in the food world. And that's why we have Phil here to talk and react and perhaps have us understand the whole picture better. I admit to not being particularly objective about this because I'm a family farmer. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcast. So I am affected by this. I'd be put out of business. If this bill passed without the amendments that were attached to it, I'd be gonzo. And so would every other small butcher, baker, farmer, produce guy in the country, gonzo.
Well, farmers right now, even forget the bill, they've had to close, they've had to sell their farms for condos because they can't make a living.
Right, because now there is support for them, and enough of the big supermarket chains are even behind trying to put them out of business with the support for this bill.
Well, but there are certain supermarkets. You look like at Schnucks in St. Louis, for example.
Yeah.
What they're doing is they're partnering with small farmers. What they're doing is they're saying, okay, give us, you know, all your crops, if you would, and we will guarantee that you're going to make money. In some cases where the farmer really needed money, they've actually bought part of the farm to keep local farmers going.
Yeah.
And that's great. We need more of that.
Yeah, well, then the thing is that when we get to that, I'm able to sell my raw milk for $9 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
When Whole Foods came to me and they heard I was going to start producing on my own, they came to me and said, we'll buy you all the equipment that you need to process your milk, and we'll buy it from you for $4.50 a gallon. So half of what I would have am making, selling it raw, even without it being pasteurized. Interestingly enough, people pay a dollar more a gallon for the raw milk that isn't pasteurized than they do from me for buying, like, chocolate pasteurized milk, because we sell that as well in eggnog and that sort of thing. People love that stuff, too, but they're willing to pay even more for the raw milk because they know what the value of it is, because they've studied. These are intelligent, articulate people that support this movement, frankly, and it is incredible. And this is why it has run into trouble, because the thinking people, they get on the bandwagon. I mean, they remember the Patriot Act, and they think, wait a minute, whoa, what was that supposed to be about? What it was supposed to be about and what it was about are two different things. So they hear Senator Harkin say, let's pass this bill that will fix it later. Hello.
Doesn't work that way.
No. Phil is brought to you by the folks that are proud to support America's egg farmers because they have a good product, a superb product at a superb price. Phil, it's great to buy eggs for 15 cents a piece, isn't it?
It is. And also keep in mind that eggs are rich in protein. They're very satisfying. And, in fact, what I love is I love a hard-boiled egg in the afternoon as a quick pick-me-up instead of having a candy bar or something like that.
Could we have a candy bar and an egg?
No.
No, I can't do that.
No.
Right. That's pretty sad.
But lots of great recipes, lots of great information on the IncredibleEdibleEgg.com.
Don't just make it breakfast. Make it incredible. Phil and Doug continue in a moment here. It's the 19 after. Actually, no, 20 after on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do.
Now 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Cohut. And the man who's responsible for...
We're all sitting in the bleachers watching you and Phil.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine.
Cheering you on.
Yeah.
Here's a...
You have to be part of it. You have to give your opinions of this as well.
You know what, Phil? This is the Doug Steffen Show. And he's the farmer. So, you know, we all agree that it's absolutely ridiculous that they want to come in and micromanage every single bit of food created on this... Mm-hmm. You know, especially when it comes to the small farmer. But Doug is just so close to this and so passionate about it. So...
Okay. Well said.
That's it.
I'm from New York.
Keeps grinding it out. Yeah, she's from New York. Here is Shauna Hill, who writes, I agree with you, Senate 510 is the government in our knickers where it need not be. So I alerted my garden club and network of master gardeners to urge their senators to vote no. Some of the club members got a response from the bureaucracy, and it was an email, Phil, from... some of these people who are... It wasn't even from the senator.
Right.
It was from these people who are the actioners, if you will, that are pushing the Senate. This is how much influence they have. They don't even send out something on their own. They take some piece of tripe that comes from people that are supporting these bill, the 501c3s, and they send that out as their response. We need this bill. Here's why we need this bill.
Have you ever tried to email a senator or a congressman?
Well, Richie and I talk about that all the time. Richie thinks it works.
I don't know if it works.
No, it happens. You send an email to them through the email address that's on their website, whatever else. You'll get a response back that says, because of the volume of email, what we have to do is you now have to resend your name, an email, and so on to this other email address so it actually gets through. And I would suggest that probably half the people that get that say, I'm not going to bother. So, you know, it's getting to the point where we can't even get our voice to these people.
Look at the money again. We were just talking about how much money they've gotten. You don't think that those guys would be able to get through? They picked up the phone and talked to the senator.
Do.
You think they'd get through?
Of course they do.
There is the people are wondering about the amendment that's attached to it that would make local food production okay. It's called the Tester Amendment after the senator who has made a lot of noise about this because he comes from a state where there are lots of family farms and somebody has woken up there. And they want to protect these small family farms. Phil Lempert, the food sense tape I don't know, the tape. There's a DVD of it.
Paris Hilton tape.
Yeah, right.
Food sense tape.
So we've had this product that's been around for a month or so. PBS has been showing it in a lot of their stations. What kind of feedback? When you do, we all know you get a lot of, certainly email to support your various websites, supermarketnews.com and philsupermarket.com and supermarketguru.com. But what kind of feedback do you get? Are people saying, oh, my God, I didn't know that? When they see what you have presented in this food sense, this is the story of breakfast, basically.
Absolutely right. That's the number one comment, where people are really just hearing things from the farmer. In fact, we had a farmer on, a wheat farmer, who talked about the fact that the cost of wheat in a loaf of bread is less than the plastic bag that goes around it.
Wow.
So, you know, things like that are very illuminating for people. When we look at, you know, our orange juice actually came from Florida, and it came from a field that basically has no nutrients. So this farmer, you know, has to bring in all the nutrients, and that actually controls the orange juice a lot better. Yeah. So we have that. Then the next comments are probably split 50-50. Certain people, and again, it's a documentary. So by law, if you're on public television, you have to be fair, you have to be balanced, and so on.
So it's just like Fox, then.
No. Not even close. So what happens is we have people on the one side of it saying, oh, my God, you should have talked much more about organics. And to give you some idea, organic food production is only about 2%. Then you have the other people who say, why did you talk so much about organics?
Both sides. Cool. All right. Phil, thank you for being here. It's 28 after on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Even if you're a daily driver who's confident behind the wheel, remember that traveling in unfamiliar terrain or weather conditions can be a real game changer. Mountain roads and high altitudes can put extra stress on cars, so make sure your engine, transmission, brake pads, and tires are in good condition. Find out in advance if mountain roads require chains or snow tires in the winter. And when descending steep mountain roads, put your transmission in the lowest gear possible so you don't have to ride your brakes as hard. When driving through desert areas, I've got two words for you, dust storms. Be prepared to pull over because dust storms can drastically reduce your visibility. What travelers may not realize is that desert roads can also get icy in the winter. Ice is also common on bridges, overpasses, and infrequently traveled roads, even if the temperatures are above freezing. So no matter where you are, driving in icy conditions requires going slowly with plenty of room to stop. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Take trips, not chances, when traveling. Even the safest traveler can get hurt. If you're injured or fall ill while traveling, you'll want to be with your doctor in the hospital of your choice. You need MedJet Assist, a medical evacuation service that's dependable and won't cost you a fortune in hidden fees. If you're hospitalized over 150 miles from home, MedJet will arrange medical transportation directly to the hospital of your choice. Travel safely. Be smart. Get MedJet. Sign up today at MedJet.com. MedJet Assist. Take trips, not chances. Every vacation has a story to tell. A passport falling overboard. A giraffe coming to lunch. Tell us what makes you the world's unluckiest traveler, and you could win a $10,000 dream vacation. Vote for your favorites at TravelGuard.com/unlucky. Brought to you by TravelGuard. See your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com for a free quote on affordable travel insurance protection from TravelGuard.
Underwritten by National Union Fire Insurance Company.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Egg.
Minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Clay Cohart will be in the spotlight here because of his daily report from the social media world. And if you're following me on Twitter, I'm talking about Senate Bill 510, which is what Phil Lempert and I, the supermarket guru, and I were just talking about as well. And I have talked about it ad nauseum on this program. It's a great lesson, I think, in how the system works, so that you know the old business about sausage. We love it. We love sausage. But if you knew what went into making sausage, you'd never put it in your mouth again.
Yep.
And that's the behind the scenes of how these bills are crafted. You know, the health insurance industry was the primary writer of the bill that was passed as the Obama health insurance industry health bill. It was not for you. It was, and this is not a political statement. I mean, anybody who looks at it, say, oh, yeah, well, I can get something out of it. But what happens in the end? Do you think about consequences? And the Patriot Act, I keep referring to that. What an ungodly mess has been created by that bill that nobody read. They just said, okay, we got to pass this bill to protect us from the terrorists. Well, how many of your freedoms have you lost? And what have we been protected from as a result of that? And I maintain the same thing is true. And it's interesting, today, Richie, I have gotten more input. Maybe it's because of, I don't honestly know why, but I have gotten more, mostly email back from people. Here's one. This person heard me talking about it on the air, I sent email to Senators Levin and Stabenow. This person obviously lives in Michigan.
Right.
Asking for no votes on the bill. And so he said, since I sent that, I never received any reply whatsoever from either of them. It's not a warm, fuzzy feeling that they don't pay attention. They don't even pay attention to those they are supposed to be working for. Not one word back from either of them. And I know you have, Richie. You've told me that you emailed or tried to send to. We were talking about that before.
I have.
How do you get to the people so they actually pay attention to it?
I usually get a response. I usually get somebody who says, thank you for your input, blah, 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 blah.
See, I call when I do it.
Yeah, but I mean, you're never going to get to talk to.
No, you're not. But
I feel like if I email, they have my thing in writing as opposed to, God knows who, what intern answering the phone, going, okay, thank you, and then it never goes anywhere from there.
Yeah.
At least if I'm cluttering up their inbox, I feel like I have something on record. And actually, my most recent contact with my Congressman Frank Wolf of Virginia is requests for a White House tour, and they sent back the proper information that I need to send. I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, now Phil says that he doesn't think this is going to get passed tonight. Here's another, this is, let's see here, what is this? Somebody just emailed me something called Government Track Insider. All right, I don't know, you can maybe go to that website if you want to. The highlight, the spotlight today is on this bill. So this is something that has been brewing and brewing, and you know, I've said this before, it's been around for 15 months, been up for a vote three times, and has failed three times. So this is a video you can hear playing in the background. I just clicked on it. Will this bill, somebody asked this of Government Track, will the bill, let me see what she says. You know what? I'm going to have Clay put this up on online.
Just hold on 1 second.
Is that a video?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a video. So this is described as a sweeping overhaul of food safety that's likely to come up. And there's an interview of a woman who is from the National Independent Consumers and Farmers Association about what an outrage and how this is just a mess.
Some people like it because of the purpose to improve food safety.
It's perfect. What we need.
Some people really don't like it because it imposes costs on food producers, including small farmers.
Right, which they can't possibly bear. Puts us all out of business. All right.
My wonderful girlfriend's father is having problems starting a co-op because of these restrictions.
Yeah, this kind of stuff.
So, Doug, but I thought with the new
the Tester Amendment
that you're out, that it doesn't.
I'm okay with it, except now I found there were a couple of other things inside the bill that didn't get changed that are still too much FDA, where they have the control over the state. See, if the state, here's the layer of your, you've got the local people on the Board of Health, then you have the state regulatory agencies, and then you have the federal regulatory agencies, and the state gets confused because they don't know who to listen to, the FDA or the USDA. They're told conflicting things. One government agency says, if you don't do it our way, we're not going to send you any more funding. You know, this is the old, this is the ruse. This is how education got to be such a mess that it is, because the state said, okay, we'll take all your money, and then the government says, okay, you take our money, you got to do it this way. That's why the education system is a shambles in this country.
That's also why we have speed limits, isn't it?
How do you figure, what's that got to do with it?
I thought that speed limits, like, were government grants if you have speed limits.
Oh, I see what you're saying. In some states, you have to maintain the federal speed limit if you want to take highway funds from a state. That's right, Clay. That's very perceptive of you. Other states that don't, that opt out, like Arizona, 75 miles an hour on the highway. That's fine. And people drive because the roads are wide and they're long and they don't have, you can drive 75, 80, 85 miles an hour there and be safe. So that's a point. Everything's tied to control. Again, remember, it's all about controlling you and what you do. And again, I use as an example the Social Security system. What possible sense does it make for you to be told you'll get $2,000 a month from us because you paid into the system, but you can only make $14,000 on top of that, otherwise you don't get Social Security? Hello, it's my money. Get the hell out of my face. How dare you tell me I can't make money? How does that fit in the American dream or the American way of doing things? Anyway, this 510, Richie, you asked me the question about the support. The USDA says this is how food safety should be handled, and money attached to various programs in the state will not be forthcoming if the state doesn't agree to do it our way. Okay, so there's X number of dollars there. Over on the other side, more tax dollars that are controlled by the FDA, and they say to the state, well, unless you do this, then you're not going to get federal funding from us to do these programs. So the people who write the state throw their hands in the air, who am I supposed to listen to? This is how crazy this stuff is. That's why I'm saying to you, when Harkin says, well, we'll vote on the bill now and then we'll fix it later. What are you, crazy? Fix what? How have we fixed the Patriot Act? Have you looked around lately? You got more freedom than you had before then? And have you looked at the TSA and what that's created or hasn't?
Here's the thing, that I'm just kind of going through this government track insider list of what is actually in the bill.
Yeah.
And the glaring thing to me is, the first point is it requires food importers and exporters and manufacturers, processors, and packers to register with the FDA.
Yeah.
And renew their registration every 2 years. So you have to register if you're sending food into.
And send them a fee.
All right. And then it requires food producers within the United States to be inspected, keep records.
But what about those people who are supplying food that comes from outside the country?
That's what it looks like.
Zero.
Yeah.
Nothing. No inspection. Anybody's food from anywhere can come in here. So what they're doing is ganging up. Does it make any sense at all? Gang up on the American producers.
Oh, wait a minute. Here it is. Requires food imported or offered for import into the United States to be certified as compliant
with
established requirements.
Uh-huh.
So you just need to set up a shop in Canada.
By whom? Yeah, no, I need to go to Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ship your milk over the border.
All right, so we get the point here, though, anyway, right?
Would you like some milk?
Yeah.
It is raw, senor.
Senor. And by the way, they drink mostly raw milk in Mexico.
See?
As they do.
I told you the only place I've ever had raw milk is when we went to a working organic farm in Colombia.
Yeah.
And it was like a kid's farm park, but it was a working organic farm, and we milked the cow, and we drank the milk, and it was delicious.
Ah, it's wonderful.
Delicious.
Pasteurizing takes all the flavor.
Ugh.
You drink raw milk and then drink pasteurized milk, you won't think you're drinking the same thing.
It's like drinking ice cream.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Delicious.
And yet the fat doesn't stick to you because in the homogenization process, the pasteurized milk goes through, it breaks down the fat molecules, and therefore they are absorbed into your system, and that's why the sale of skim milk or 1% milk has been a boon for the milk industry, because there's less fat in it. Raw milk, the fat globules are not broken down, so they don't stick. They aren't absorbed. They pass right through your system. You get the benefits of the good nutrition directly from the cow, but you don't. The fat doesn't stick because it goes right through your system. The fat's too thick to be absorbed into your system.
Sean thought that was the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
Milking the cow and then drinking it. He's like, what is going on here? This is weird.
Yeah. Because nobody knows where the food comes from. That's why the locavore movement, I have gotten, it's interesting, Clay, I don't know if you're monitoring this, or Stephen on my staff at the farm monitors the emails coming into the Easley Farm website. People who are coming, we encourage them to bring the children in. We put big glass doors into the milk room so they can watch the cows being milked in the afternoon if they come by. And there, people bring their kids in. And they see this and they want to go in. They want to touch the cows, and they think this is something that's bizarre, like Mondo Bizarro. And yet, I grew up around it and think that it is the most natural thing in the world. But most people don't know where the food comes from. Even they don't. They think they get scared if they see a cow. Some of these kids, until they go out in the hayride, the cows run up to the wagon. I had a woman call me. A guy reminded me of this yesterday. We were moving cows back to the farm from summer pasture, and a lady who works with me on some other land conservation projects was on this land that I use, a fellow in a neighboring town, and she was in the woods, and she came out into the field, and the cows were in the field, and so they saw her, and they ran, they just beat, there were 16 of them, the yearlings, running toward her, and she called me on her cell phone. She was scared. I could hear it in her voice. She said, are they going to hurt me? I said, no, they'll love you. They'll be around. They'll want you to scratch them. They'll want you to touch. They'll rub them, and they'll follow you across the field. They won't hurt you, but they want, you know, they're used to being around people. My cows are led around, and they're treated like dogs. They're treated very much like a pet. So they're very comfortable, and they love to be around people. So when they see people walk across the pasture, it's like a stampede. And if you don't know, I can understand why you'd be afraid, I suppose. But it's funny to listen to the tone of the voice and the fear in it, and there's nothing. I mean, if you're out in the field with a Brahma bull, I wouldn't want to stand around. A couple of Brahma bulls headed for me, I'd be wanting to run fast to the outskirts of the field myself. But the cows, they're going to hurt you.
Cows are, or the bulls are big dudes, man.
Yeah, some of them are. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, how about I help Roberta and Jennifer and Richie and Clay. Well, Clay doesn't really need this yet. Have you looked at Clay? He's got like puppy dog eyes. You ever notice that, Richie?
I haven't looked deeply into his eyes yet.
And he has these...
You can't be mean to him, Doug.
I'm not being mean.
No, no, no.
The girls
be.
Love my puppy dog eyes.
Right. Aww. Yeah. So he hasn't had to do what the rest of us have had to do, and that's start preparing for the eyes and the wrinkles and the things that people don't like. You pay attention to that stuff. Hydrating your skin, stopping wrinkles, all of the things that are part of how we want our... We want the presentation to be the best. Some people, like Roberta, have a little knife and fork on occasion. Right? Used here and there.
Absolutely. Yeah, nothing wrong with
Roberta's
that.
Roberta's proud of the plastic surgery she's had.
I will admit it.
Yeah. She's had a butt lift.
No, I
she's
haven't.
Had a face lift. She's had a breast lift. She's had... What other kinds of lifts has she had? Other lifts.
I need a boob lift.
I know you do.
I got to say, I met you like a month ago, Roberta, and it looks natural.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
All that work. Lines and wrinkles are a problem, and you need a guardian. You need to have a product, actually two products. One of them is Night Skin that Jennifer has been using. It's for men, too. I use it. It's upstairs. And Tautinol, the other thing. Tautinol is for the daytime. Put it on. Protects your skin from the weather. At night, you use Night Skin, and it's a moisturizer. So these two products work to get rid of the wrinkles on your face, to get rid of the fine lines on your face, the forehead lines you've got, the creases by your mouth if you've been a smoker. Hopefully you've stopped, and these will help present your natural collagen back again to those areas. Night Skin is available free just by calling 800-607-7078. Didn't know that, did you? Free. A free bottle of Night Skin. They will ask you to pay for the shipping and handling. It's a couple of bucks. No big deal. While you sleep, get full facial food. That's what it is. 800-607-7078 for the free bottle. And then ask about Tautinol, too, when you call that number. They have a special bargain deal. You get, I think, a couple of free bottles. I'm not sure exactly how it works, but I know you get something free if you mention Doug Steffen. And so that's all you have to do. I want Tautinol for the daytime. Put it on. Protect your skin from the sun and the wind and the cold stuff that happens this time of year. And then Night Skin at night. 800-607-7078. Why don't you take action right now while you're thinking about it?
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Ah, the holidays. Rocking around the Christmas tree not going to be quite as easy this year? It doesn't have to be that way, you know. Feel your best this holiday season with help from Nature's Youth, the anti-aging experts. You know, the creators of Nature's Youth RSF, the all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. Thought that might ring a bell. Well, in the giving spirit, Nature's Youth is offering $5 off any order you place between now and the end of the year. That includes any of their more than 100 unique products. They didn't stop there either. With any Nature's Youth order, receive a free Pro-GHR spray. Pro-GHR was designed to provide precursor nutrients to help your body naturally boost its HGH levels. Log on to naturesyouth.com today and get you feeling like you again. Special holiday savings for you. $5 off any order and a free bottle of Pro-GHR spray between now and January 1st. Call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 or log on to naturesyouth.com.
Our poll today, how much do you plan to spend for Christmas? Way too much? Just enough? Not enough? Nothing. Check that out. Friday's poll, how could we best deal with countries like North Korea? 32% of you said stay out of it. 31% said bomb them and invade them. 25% said send Dick Cheney on a hunting trip. And 12% said talk over our problems. What's your big story today, Clay, in the social media headline department?
The Lakeshore Limited train from Chicago to New York City, which stays entirely in the U.S., but it does pass within 100 miles of the Canadian border, was stopped by the Border Patrol the other day. And some people and everyone's papers were checked, and they were asked what their immigration status was. And two people who were Canadian immigrants who hadn't cleared their papers yet were thrown off the train and were, I guess, taken up by the Border Patrol to wherever they take people.
Here we go.
The question is, should we worry about the Canadian immigrants?
No, thank you.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
Corrected.
This is the Who from the film Rain Over Me. Adam Sandler, Jada Pinkett Smith, Liv Tyler, Donald Sutherland, and Don Cheadle. This is Love Rain Over Me, The Who. Cheadle is 46 today. One of our better dramatic character actors. He's very intense and also at the same time seems to be able to play roles that are amusing. But he does seem to have good skills. Don't you think, Chucker? He's quite a skilled actor.
Very good. Actually, one of my favorite Don Cheadle parts was when he did a guest stint on ER on NBC. He played a character called Mr. Nathan, who had was studying to be a doctor who had, beginnings of Parkinson's disease. He was terrific on that program. I think he did 4 or 5 episodes. Very good.
Yeah, he's very, he does seem to be able to get into the role. Well, I thought he was good in the Ocean's 11, 12, and 13. Is there another one of those, by the way, in the works?
No, I believe not.
No, they've done enough of them, that's it?
I think Clooney and Brad Pitt want to go a different way. They probably could get some of the cast back, but I don't think you're going to see another one. No, I'm sure you talked about it, but I would be remiss not to bring up the passing of Leslie Nielsen.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a great loss in the business.
Yeah. For those who did not hear, we have talked about it several times this morning. 84 years of age, passing away in Fort Lauderdale yesterday. Pneumonia, complications from what we're not sure, but there are lots and lots of excerpts. There's video, as a matter of fact, at DougStephan.com today. If you go there, Chucker, you have Leslie Nielsen passing gas on a morning show. It's a very, it's one of those great bloopers.
You know, the funny thing about Leslie Nielsen, you know, he starred in Forbidden Planet, which was a great sci-fi movie, and then he played the captain in the Poseidon Adventure, another straight, raw, serious role. But once he started doing Airplane, a lot of people think the comedy was built around Nielsen, but really, Nielsen was really the comedy. And in The Naked Gun, the baseball game sequence where you play the umpire is absolutely classic, and as good as a comedic performance as anything in the last 20, 30 years in film. And Naked Gun 33 and a half when he portray Phil Donahue during the Oscar telecast sequence. I mean, that stuff is just side-splittingly funny.
Yeah.
And the guy was great. I mean, yeah. None else you could say.
Matter of fact, rather than having one of our movie trivia contests, paying tribute to Leslie Nielsen with some of his great lines is part of what we'll do. And Chuck is going to review the weekend box office in just a moment here on Good Day.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Gut-busting stuff from Leslie Nielsen, star of Airplane and Naked Gun, who is now no longer with us.
There's no way for a man to die. Yeah, you're right, Ed. A parachute not opening, that's a way to die. Getting caught in the gears of a combine. Having your net spit off by a Laplander, that's the way I want to go.
Oh, Frank. Oh, this is terrible.
Don't you worry, Wilma. Your husband is going to be all right. Don't you worry about anything. Just think positive. Never let a doubt enter your mind.
He's right, Wilma. But I wouldn't wait until the last minute to fill out those organ donor cards.
What I'm trying to say is that, Wilma, as soon as Nordberg is better, he's welcome back at Police Squad.
Unless he's a drooling vegetable. But I think that's only common sense.
How funny that that's O.J. Simpson, right?
Yeah. Right. Even worse. All right, Chuck, our weekend box office totals, pal.
Real quick, Doug, Harry Potter and Disney's new animated Tangled scored at the box office, while Burlesque with Sharon, Christina Aguilera, Love and Other Drugs with Anne Hathaway, and Faster with Dwayne Johnson all underperformed. Harry Potter did $50 million in business, $220 in 2 weeks release. The animated Tangled, $49 million, $69 million since opening on Wednesday. Very good. Megamind placed third. Phil's done $130 in 4 weeks. Burlesque placed fourth. Just $17 million since Thanksgiving. And Unstoppable round out the top five.
All right, there you go, folks. The info you've been waiting for from Chuck Curry on Movie Moments on Doug Steffens' Good Day.